will do it.
Alright, so I guess...
Oh, man.
Okay, then. Advent calendar, zero issues.
Yes, we're back to the usual format for now.
Yeah, let's stretch this mofo out.
Yeah. Not too long, though.
No. The longest.
Yeah, definitely.
Because today we're talking about...
It's New Year's Eve.
It is.
It's New Year's Eve. Oh, hey! Before we get into that, we haven't really introduced ourselves in a while because we've had limited time.
That's true.
So, hey, who are we?
Well, I'm Kyle.
I'm Merc.
I am Bri. So now you know who we are.
Took care of that.
Welcome. Yep. Welcome to my humble abode.
Now you know who we are by the cadence of our voices.
Yes. I'm Bri.
That's so
that
Bri.
That sounded just like Bri.
So Bri.
So Bri.
We are done post Christmas Advent calendar. Thank you to anyone who was listening to all those. We had a super fun time doing those.
It was interesting. It was kind of an experiment, and thankfully, amazingly, almost we got one done every day during that stretch. So
it was hard having to meet up every single day like that.
It was
especially
really
when
tricky.
We don't really like each other.
Next time we should probably like record them in batches.
Yeah,
do like 7 or 8 at a time.
Ooh. That's a crazy idea. I can't get behind it.
Okay, no. Fair enough.
All right, but so that was fun. I think it kind of taught us a little bit about
timing, pacing.
Yeah, those things. Always our strong suits.
Yeah. But now we are on to, it's New Year's Eve, and traditionally it's New Year's Eve, so you look back upon the year that just passed and looking forward to the year to come. Do we even really need to look too much at the year that passed? We've been talking about the year that passed the entire time.
Kind of, in a lot of ways.
You got a good point there.
It's covered.
It's covered. If you want to hear us talk about this year past, then listen to...
You got a bunch of episodes. We started in, like, April or something where, you know, there's a bunch there.
Yeah, catch up. Catch up, Slowpoke.
ZeroIssues.com. But we're going to look ahead a little bit. We're going to, you know, make some... I think what we're going to do here is have some resolutions as readers.
Yeah.
And from what we want to see going forward in the comic industry as a whole. And we might even have some wacky predictions at some point.
We've all got Karnak turbans. We're all good to go.
Karnak.
Yeah.
Three Karnaks, no waiting.
We've all got MODOK heads, and we're ready to go.
Yep.
Is that what you call yours?
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
So.
Can I start?
Absolutely.
Just one little... kind of a resolution for myself as a comic book reader, and partially going off what we've talked about a few episodes in the past, just my frustration with certain companies and just events and whatever. And for the first time, a lot of, you know, you go to your comic book store and you have your bag or whatever, like you list your titles that you want them to put aside for you. I have never done that.
Yeah.
I just went to Mexico, and I had like a week or two that I was out of town. I'm like, oh, I don't want to miss my stuff. So for the first time ever, I just turned 40. For the first time ever, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give my list to my comic
book. Your sacred list.
Yeah. And partially I was just scared to do it, because then I actually get to see in a list how much stuff I'm collecting and how much money I'm spending.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just much more concrete that way, and it's scary. Right. And made me pee my pants a little bit, and
gross.
It could have been
the Mexican water.
Yeah, well, it could be that. Yeah,
be careful.
But I gave them the list, and partially it was just scary just to see that amount. But then it was also kind of stepping back and going, do I need to collect all these? And even just in the past couple weeks, post-Mexico, coming back and getting those.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of issues that I'm like, I haven't enjoyed this at all. Should I just cut these and start cutting stuff back? And I almost feel like my resolution should be to be a little more critical and a little more harsh on, like, you know, you collect and, you know, you have your odd bad issue, and that's fine. That's going to happen. Two issues, okay. But, you know, when things just start to get weird and just, you know, the storytelling is really bad.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to be that guy who collected the Clone Saga.
Yeah.
Everyone looked right at me. Right at, and they're not wrong. And I still have it all. Anyway.
But no, yeah. That's an excellent point.
It's just, I'm like, just being okay. One, I have to save money. We can't spend that much.
Yeah.
And just being fed up with certain things that I feel like I'm being led on a lot, and just get to the story point. Not that I want a story that's like, bam, bam, and it's like always something like just happening, and I don't want access or anything. Because
that's going to be a self-contained story and not leading to anything else.
No.
If you don't buy it and nobody buys it, then they won't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't want to support the things I don't like.
Yeah.
That in the end that I'm like, I was really disappointed with that. And not for like one issue, because, you know, it's comics, it's a creative endeavor. Sometimes you're going to have,
especially with goofy deadlines issue like that.
Yeah. And then that's inevitable. And I'm fine with that. But it's, and that's why you always give a little bit of a leeway. But to be like, I've been reading this for the past four issues, have been horrible. Or even like a couple of issues that just go completely off the rails. Yeah. Or I'm like, I don't even know what just happened. Like, what?
Yeah. And when you look at it, it's like, oh, that's $20.
Yeah.
That's $20 that I basically threw out the window into a sewer.
Yeah.
Where it was eaten by sewer gators.
As all sewers have.
You know, the Northern Ontario sewer gators.
Killer Croc. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are real.
Yeah.
Leather.
I know, that's why I'm talking about them.
I like, that is a good one, and a few of mine as a reader, again, for just for the money thing, that's a personal thing, I'm reading a lot right now.
Yeah.
Like a ton. Like an absolute ton. And I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of really good stuff out right now, so it's kind of hard for
it
me
is
to be like, hey, this is a really good comic I'm enjoying, but I'm not going to read it for financial reasons, which I should. So one of those things is, you know, if I have a bunch of series that are ending coming up, and a lot of those might be like creator-owned ones that have an endpoint, maybe don't immediately replace that with something else. You know what I mean? If something really, really is worthy of it, sure.
Give it the space, and
yeah,
then
exactly,
something
exactly
really pops up that, yeah.
On the other hand, yes, that's my goal, but at the same time, I feel like I also need to be a little less stubborn about some things.
Okay.
New 52 started, I vowed to never read any of it, basically.
Right.
I was like, well, this is stupid. And again, to be fair, most of it was pretty shitty.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was bad, but there were some gems in there that I missed out on, and just recently I was ordering Christmas gifts, and I wanted to get the free shipping on Amazon, and so I was like, you know what, I'll order the first two, the Batman, the Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo Batman.
Owl stuff?
Yeah, I haven't really, I just got them, and I was just sort of flipping through them, haven't really read them, but those are so widely praised.
Yeah.
As just being, like, excellent comics. And I love Batman, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know what I mean, even if you're against something as a whole, maybe be a little bit more flexible, because again, like, Batgirl and Gotham Academy recently got me sort of reading a few DC things again, so maybe I was a bit short-sighted.
No, that's a good point, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
That totally makes sense. Yeah, keep your options open. Yeah.
I think for my resolution going into the next year is going to be to pick up and give a chance to more indie stuff.
Yeah.
Because my average reading week, it's I would say 80% Marvel. And
yeah.
It's basically just like Spider-Man and X-Men stuff, but There's a lot of cool creator and stuff that I just, it, you know, it flies by and I don't see it, and then 5 years later people are talking about it. I'm like, I have no idea what this thing is.
Yeah.
And I think it's better to support the smaller guy.
Yeah. Oh, and especially if it's something creator owned where they're getting like more of a cut and like royalties and like you know, well, not even royalties, they're, you know, getting a constant cut, right? I mean, like that's
Well, like last week I was at Value Village for whatever reason.
Okay.
Because there's things there, and there was I think it was like a 2004, 2005 American Elf book. And I had never read any of that stuff. I've always been a little curious.
That's an interesting find from Value Village.
Yeah.
American
Elf. Kolchak, or whatever. Yeah.
But it was like, oh, how much is this? $2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, please.
And it's like, oh, this is a cool little fun book.
Right.
That I enjoy quite a bit. And how long has he been doing this for? Okay, around 20 years or so. Maybe I should go back and look at some of this stuff. Instead of just being like, oh, what's Spider-Man up to now?
Right.
What if there were more Spider-Mans?
Yeah.
Like,
I totally agree.
I've been reading more, well, indie or at least like non, like Marvel DC stuff as time goes on. I feel like that's gotten to the point where that's, you know, more and more and more of my pull list. And yeah, it is. I think it's more rewarding storytelling wise because, again, so many of those have like fixed runs where they actually tell a complete story. Yeah, sometimes they go on a long time, but it's still more, tends to be a little more inventive or interesting than,
yeah, it's not just something where it's like, okay, in 5 or 10 years we're gonna have to reset to the status quo that everybody knows the character
from.
Exactly.
I have to agree. I've been doing the same thing. The past year, I was kind of looking back on it, and especially when I was making that list, going, oh, you know, I knew I was collecting a lot of Marvel, and I am. I like one DC title, and
which DC title?
The G.I. Zombie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You mentioned that before, right?
Yeah.
Dial H ended, right?
I think it's getting, what?
Did Dial H end?
I believe it did, yes.
I'm pretty sure that one's even been, is going to be canceled. Sorry to tell you.
Oh, G.I. Zombie?
Yeah.
What? They're on, like, number 3 or 4.
It's, at some point, it is. They've announced, like, I don't know, spring or summer or something.
Yeah.
Hooray. Thanks for letting us know, like, 6 months in advance.
Yeah, sorry about that, but enjoy the ride.
Yeah, but, yeah, but then it's like, Image and Dark Horse and other, like, smaller type, like, whatever, IDW and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Quote-unquote indie. It's become a huge portion of what I collect now, and that's...
Oh yeah,
And it is. It's really awesome. It's just like varied amount of stories, and I've been far more open to it this year, or in the past couple of years, than I have been ever before. Just picking stuff up like just randomly, I would not even do that like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, and then now.
Okay.
Not that I wouldn't do it, but it just wouldn't do it as readily.
Right.
And just picked up a couple of things, and some of them didn't work out and whatever, and that's fine. But just to pick up an issue and go, okay, this is the first issue, check it out. Did it grab me? No. Yes, did it grab me? Whatever. And kind of go from there.
It helps that we're, honestly, we're in
at, we're, you know, in prime time.
Oh, yeah, we're kind of in a golden age, really, for a lot of, like, the self, you know, the creator-owned indie titles are just, like, exceptionally good right about now. I feel like we're kind of hitting a stride.
Yeah.
Where those, you know, I mean, like, I can see, like, a shift keeping... happening in a way where, like, you know, a lot of the big two, they're gonna have to raise their game a bit, because again, like, New 52 has been like middling at best for the most part, and you have like creators doing their own thing at like Image and stuff like that that are just,
I feel like they're doing fire. It and at a different, not at a different level, but on a totally different plane.
Sure.
Like, they're just at totally different approaches to how, like, again, like you said, the indie or the indie or Image or Dark Horse or whatever, like, they do like finite little titles. And they know they're going to do that. And they can do any genre. They can do whatever they want. There's no barriers. Yes. But then, like, Marvel and DC, they're stuck into their thing. Not that that's a bad thing. There is having a contained story or in a contained world can be a good thing. Because then
again,
people know that world going in.
Yes.
And you kind of understand the barriers and how things work. You already know those characters. And you can kind of play with that. And it can be super fun to do that.
Right. On that note... if I can just sort of shift gears, and I think it was a natural place to do. Resolution wise, what do you want to see the comic industry as a whole resolve to do better or do differently in the new year?
Oh, events and bringing in small characters who are in their own little contained stories to to be featured heavily in those events.
Yeah, I definitely want to be...
Or at least enough so that it takes over their book for like 2 or 3 months, so it loses all like, momentum.
Kills the momentum.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
Dead serious.
Dead serious.
You can tell because of the serious tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I totally... I think we're all on the same page where it's like, you know, less on the events and and increase... Maybe not even increase, but I wouldn't mind a slight increase of those minor characters that are doing those things. And I think they've... Marvel is... What, Marvel's doing Squirrel Girl. Like, I'm assuming that that's going to be those same sort of lines. I don't know who else is coming out.
I think anytime they have a one-character book, you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, there was that Cyclops book. Is that still...
I love that. I'm totally loving it.
Like...
That is... You know what? That's a weird one. I was thinking about that earlier today, because I was... finally cleaning up my my studio, and I had my piles of comics, which I haven't put away in like 6 months. So I started kind of organizing them and putting them in their boxes.
So they
and stuff.
Fell on you, and it was like a Simpsons episode.
They help me. I'll bounce this ball and see how many times I can bounce it. But Cyclops was one of those, and I thought about that, and I was like, oh, you know what? That totally is a standalone one.
Yeah.
As you would normally think, like, you know, like Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, or something like that, where it's kind of that quirkiness. Cyclops is still very that mainstream approach, but is totally standalone because it's like him and Corsair and the Starjammers doing their thing, but it has nothing to do with anything else, and it's been done really well. I've been enjoying it a lot.
And those kind of books that you mentioned, they're very, again, they're sort of kind of doing their own thing. They have their own tone, and I feel like they might not be necessarily, you know, again, this entire, especially the superhero scene is so event-based where, like, that's, like, the only thing that... It's all about what matters. Yeah. But those books seem to be appreciated and absorbed and shared and talked about on such a level that a lot of other things can't really touch that. Like, honestly, there's a lot of people who, like, again, an issue of, say, Hawkeye comes out or Miss Marvel, and people are, like, blown up with praise and just loving it.
But
and
at the same time, I don't think it translates to sales, which is, in the end, what they...
I mean, not quite as much.
It does well.
There's the weird thing. There's that weird spot where they're in, because I think that so many superhero fans are so conditioned to that whole, like, you have to buy the thing that is important. And honestly, like, say the newest issue of Axis, maybe, like, people aren't really that excited about it, but they're buying it in droves.
But at the same time...
But the people that are buying Miss Marvel are, like, loving it. And I feel like there's got to be a way where, like, you sort of wean people off of that. Because the event thing is again, like, we've said it, you know, I mean, like, it's, I think it's going to be diminishing returns, eventually.
And it's not that events are always a bad thing.
No.
That's not it at all. It's
When there's two a year or more...
Yeah, give it some breathing room.
Yeah, exactly. Let things like, build their own audience, because, again, you have people that are going
to
be buying the events and the tie-ins, and maybe they're not going to notice the things that are on the fringes that are actually worthy of their attention that could make them bigger fans.
It's good storytelling of just letting the tension build and the actual natural story build.
Yeah.
Whereas, here's an artificial thing that's... Something's happened, and it's like, what? I was reading...
nothing will ever be the same.
You know, I was reading Avengers, and all of a sudden, the next issue, everything exploded, and I don't know what's going on. And, okay, so I gotta get this other issue to figure it out. Oh, okay. Why? Oh, it ties to the other Avengers? Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And you've got, like, a whole chart up in your room, and it's got the strings.
And I need Tony Stark to actually...
And you're like, it was the leader! It was the leader, you guys.
Yeah. And again, those things get more and more convoluted and more and more... And again, like, look at Convergence coming out this year for DC, which is, like, every single reality of DC the universe that's ever existed all, like, coming into each other. And, like, the Marvel one, which is pretty much the same kind of a thing, where it's all these different alternate realities.
They're going to fight each other at the end, right?
If you have not been reading these books for years already, that's just going to... You're not going to get into that.
No.
There's no way. Like, again, they're,
and all the, well, you
they're
know,
cannibalizing
in all
their own market. Like, yeah, you buy this. Like, you
all,
fanboys, you know, the fans are going to love
this. It all depends
this,
on how they portray it.
Yeah.
If things are, like, I doubt that they're going to suddenly go, here's Secret Wars. And next thing. Like, you're going to get some sort of explanation.
Every comic you open is just a fart noise.
It's got a little micro. It's got those little microchips.
Yeah. Everyone I open, it just shits.
It'll cost $20 an issue. It's going to be great.
But you know what? The cover, beautiful. It's got the little sort of push-out thing where you...
Yeah. You know, it's good.
Push-out?
Yeah. It's a push-out. It's a push-out cover.
It's a scratch and sniff.
That's
ew. I said push out.
Yeah.
I stand by push out.
And again, I love that sort of thing. Like, again, I like complicated, like, time travel and alternate reality stuff. I do. But I feel like there's an audience for that, and I feel like I'm in it, and there's a lot of people who aren't in it, and maybe if this industry is going to have a good future, maybe you should try to draw them a little bit more. And I feel like something like Miss Marvel is going to draw, I think, a wider audience in a lot easier than, say, Secret Wars.
I agree, and I disagree.
Or it has the potential to, I think.
In a certain way. Yeah. I don't know. I don't discount the audience that's actually going for these events. And for the big things. They're totally there. And I'm part of it. I do a lot of the events. And
sure.
And I enjoy it. But at the same time, it's been...
been a wild, wacky ride.
It's been a wild, wacky ride. Yeah, yeah. It's been, like, haplessly done for the past couple, and it's just getting worse and worse. And it's to the point where it's, like...
It's all bleeding into each other, and it's just, like, there's no actual story. It's just, like, it's basically just, they're stringing you along.
And it's, like, one that goes to the next one. Yeah.
Exactly. And, again, like, there's
it's like the YouTube video of, like, they clicked this link, and you wouldn't believe what happened next. No.
It's clickbait storytelling. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really is. It's like, what now? Oh, what now? And, you know, you're never going to get to the bottom of that.
Like,
you're
never going to... Get into what?
Keep digging. Never going to find that treasure.
I have to go to bed. I haven't slept in days. Please. Story.
My thing is something that I think we're kind of seeing some positive... you know, we've been seeing this sort of happening a little bit more. There's been more focus on, like, kind of a more diverse line.
Yeah.
Right.
In every sense of the word.
Both in terms of characters and creators.
Exactly. Creators and content.
Yes.
And that's been great, and that's been some of my favorite stuff coming out from, say... And I'll say right now, Marvel is a little stronger with that, I think. But neither of them is that, but
DC has Baz, the Green Lantern.
That's... Yep.
He's still relevant, right? He's still around?
Maybe.
Who knows? He's got a gun.
Couldn't tell you. But again, I brought up Ms. Marvel already, but I mean, all sorts of things. Like, you know, like Miles Morales, Ultimate Spider-Man. You have, again, like a more... You have many more... It seems like there's more and more women writers that are getting more prominence and characters and, you know, people of color a little bit more and more. It's not where it could be, but... There's more moves towards that.
Yes.
Again, there's
certainly been, you know, visible progress.
Right.
Whereas you look at the 30 years that came previous.
Right.
There was no progress?
No. It feels like
it's naturally how it's going to go. Yeah. You're going to have, like, nothing until that certain point where you hit that tipping point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, not that it's just going to, like, stream open.
Yeah.
But it's going to start to happen where you're going to see a noticeable difference. And year to year, it's got to happen naturally. Because you're not just going to say, let's just get that creator. Get them in there.
Yeah.
Just because we need that. We need a female writer.
It's like any kind of change.
I feel like it is happening.
You need good writers. And it's like who presents themselves. You're
sure.
Good.
Jump in. And again, and we're seeing it happen in real time. And the effects have been really good. And I feel like it is happening very naturally in a way because... one, you have people online, like Tumblr and Twitter and stuff like that, where you have, like, more, like, a real-time sort of... It kind of democratizes things a little bit, where you have more and more people talking about what they want to see, what they're enjoying. You have people that, say, can freely tell you, like, hey, I like this stuff, but
I think that there's that's
it.
A good and a bad thing.
It can be a good and a bad thing, yes, but it's also, I think... I don't know.
You have real-time backlash of just people...
Sure.
And then there's... It's just the internet anonymous mentality.
Okay.
Like, I can just bash people like crazy.
Right. Even at its worst, I feel like it maybe fosters some conversations that are worth having regardless.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I feel like it's more positive than
kind
negative.
Of like online bullying. Yeah, that's even at its best. It's good.
Oh, boy.
there's always a dark side to it.
Oh, of course
there is.
Always.
And I think that has to be addressed. We can't just, like,
but there's
not...
There's also a lot of online positivity.
There is.
And I think that sort of encourages more pushing things along in a more positive direction.
There are going to be holdouts. There is going to be backlash. It's going to happen. It happens with any kind of change, big or small.
But if
I mean, fucking New 52, dudes.
Yeah. let's not go there.
Everybody went over that, and it still happened. For better or worse.
It's true.
Yeah, but at the same time, change doesn't always mean, when you throw the word progress or change, it doesn't always mean good.
No.
Not necessarily, but I feel like at least trying things and seeing how things shake out is better than just staying stagnant sometimes. True.
But it's...
But stagnant's so comfortable.
But that's interesting how you go straight to stagnant. It's, you have to change and go... Like, there's drastic change, and then there's like, you know what? There's just a natural storytelling change. Okay. And that, or, no, we've got to revamp. That's what I don't like. You can tell it's a business-oriented thing. Here's a business decision from top down that has nothing to do with storytelling.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, but I agree, but I feel like those kind of changes that are made to just try to, like, cynically appeal to something without actually, you know, naturally appealing to people, those always fall flat on their face. I feel like those don't appeal to anybody. They turn off, you know, the core audience, and they don't draw anyone else in, generally.
I feel like there's probably a bit of a difference between the marketing, the editorial, when it comes down, like, between that and the writers and the artists on these books, because even if the editorial mandate is make something kitschy for the kids,
right,
if the writer and the artist are doing a great job, like, who cares if it didn't really come from a genuine place, if, you know, they had a genuine story to tell.
Right. Yeah. Huh? Again, like, good stories can keep... Good stories can come from either direction, but the really, thing is, if the right people care and they actually put their best work into it, sure.
But the thing is, it's got to get past that editorial. Sure. And in the end, if you don't get that first thing past the editorial, you don't get a chance to be like, well, let's just give it a couple of issues. Let's be fair, that doesn't happen.
Right.
That's not like a, oh, go ahead.
Sure.
No, we're a business. This is what I just told you to do. I'm your editor. And, you know, what is this story you just gave me? This is totally not what we...
What is this, butterflies?
This
is dumb.
At the same time, I feel like, you know, again, superheroes are the biggest thing happening right now. Huh? Really, I mean, like, in Hollywood, they're massive. And I feel like they're taken more seriously in a way. And they're also... Which also means that tends to come along with it, like other things in sort of geek culture in general. I feel like you get it... They feel like they have some legitimacy and more, like, standards of criticism.
Right.
Yeah.
The people holding it to. And that sort of comes with that as well.
I think that's been just a natural progression of comics over the past, whatever, 50 years.
Right.
Where it's like, you go to the 50s, 60s, 70s started to have just a little bit of legitimacy. And then you get to the 80s, you get into stuff like Watchmen and Dark Knight. And, it, you know, it's just up the level a bit. Yeah. And then you get to Sandman and stuff like that. And it's just bit by bit... You have the little inclinations.
The 90s pulled it all.
It's the same thing that happened for film. And it's the same thing that's slowly kind of happening for video games.
Art stuff has to go... It's
a messy process.
Has to go through that process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, again, for example, right now...
Some takes longer than others. Because you got to think, film...
Yeah.
And, like, comics have been around... How long? Yeah. Like, as long as film.
Totally. I'm just saying, like, you look at the new Spider-Woman... costume they just introduced.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think that's... it's not perfect, but I think it's pretty cool.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could... It's not perfect.
You know, okay, and let me address why exactly I don't like it.
Because the goggles do nothing?
The goggles, they do nothing!
So you can do
better. I need to go into that right now?
No,
I won't go into that.
All listeners get the reference.
Yeah, everyone listening gets it.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't...
goggle it. No, it's because looking at it, I'm like, oh, it's a Jessica Drew Netflix meeting comic thing. And you've done that, and we've talked a little bit about that in the past. That really bugs me. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you don't have to streamline. And I actually saw, and I think I posted it on our Facebook page, if somebody through Comic Book Resources, they had posted this article that it was addressing that. Like, the good side and the bad side of aligning the cinematic universe with the comic universe.
Oh, so, synergy.
And it's and they're like, villain. And they addressed it very nicely where it's like, you know, okay, you're drawing these viewers and whatever, and you're aligning these things, giving a nod to both, and that's great. But then you know what? It's you don't have to align these. They can exist on their own plane and exist in their own universes. It doesn't have to be, I see this same thing and I see this same thing over here. There's no reason for that to really happen.
Sure.
I
feel like, you know, that in some, to some degree, that might have been kind of a response to, like, that Milo Manara cover a little bit.
Right. It's like
hey,
no,
maybe
we can make a tough independent Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's maybe try to desexualize her a little bit.
Oh, really?
I feel like that might have played a role, because it feels like, why would they not have launched the series with a new look to begin with? It seems like, hey, a few months pass, they're like, oh,
really?
All of a sudden, she's got a new look.
I have a feeling it has nothing to do with that.
Maybe.
I feel you might be right.
I think it's strictly that
they
would have
thrown something out almost immediately, if that had been the case.
This is a Netflix
link. Well, no, I feel like,
this is coming out.
Maybe tried to develop it a bit. It might be. That might be what's happening. I don't know for sure.
Because you look at that costume, and it's much more, okay,
yeah.
Watch her costume whenever it comes out, whenever she eventually gets a costume in
the
series.
It'll be very similar
It's going
to
be
yeah.
some sort of a nod to
that.
Yeah,
of course it does.
Sure.
And that just irks me. Be like, you know what? It's a superhero.
She's a prime character to show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I would think. They're dealing with Hydra and stuff, so
yeah.
Maybe that'll happen.
Oh, and they just introduced, or just announced Luke Cage's.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Coulter? Mike Coulter or Coulter?
Coulter.
Coulter? Yeah.
Coulter?
He's, yeah. He,
I honestly, I don't know
good.
Him very
you
well.
You
will.
I'm
super excited. I love Luke Cage.
Anyway.
So, Christmas.
Sweet week after Christmas.
Woo!
Sweet next Christmas.
Yeah. When, you
and
know,
he's
that
gonna,
show's been out for a
he's
while.
Scheduled to appear in the Jessica Drew
of course.
Netflix before he launches
his
own
thing.
Okay, so it's going to be a Heroes for Hire thing. And I'm sure Iron Fist will be in cages before he appears in his own show.
To go back to the Spider-Woman thing, not to backtrack too much, but again, you saw the backlash to that, which was like kind of serious, like, hey, maybe don't sexualize female superhero that much. Consider if Witchblade were to be launched today,
right,
and not in the 90s, how would that go over in comparison?
I think it would
be very even more much more controversial than it was back then.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Is because I think Marvel and DC are much more in the forefront for it.
Mm. Okay.
Whereas an Image title, look at how many independent titles. Look at the independent titles.
Look at Lady Death.
Yeah. There's all
look
these ones.
Her, but not for like more than a couple seconds.
Look
right.
at Xenoscope. Like any of their titles.
Sure.
Like you're talking like the minor ones, but even.
But I mean, Witchblade was pretty prominent back then.
It was prominent.
If it was that prominent right now and just came out right now and was that prominent, like, or they were trying to make it that prominent, I think that there would be much more backlash now than
there
was.
There would
then.
Be a lid.
Witchblade was a brand new character. Spider-Man or Spider-Woman is a character who's been around for, 30, 40 years.
Right.
It is
apples
and oranges. I think they're two different things.
It is two different things, yeah. But I do still feel that what might have worked, say, in 20 years ago, now there's more scrutiny. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And not that it's a good thing, but I think that Milo Manara thing was a very pointed, I don't want to say a one-off. It's not like there hasn't been people saying, look at this cover, this artist, or whatever. But it was, and I saw several artists point out, why this cover now? Yeah, it is. It was very sexualized, but it was really no more sexualized than a lot of other covers. And why do those other covers get a pass? And I think it's a good point.
Or will they going forward?
But, yeah, absolutely. Going forward is one thing, but I mean, at that time... Okay, you could look at the past 3 months from that point where that Milo Manara one came out and go, okay, look at all these ones. Oh, she's got her ass out. I'm like,
I
think it's a matter of like scrutiny increasing a bit, and I feel like in general it's sort of the playing field is not too level, and I feel like if the industry is going to have a strong future, you're going to need to appeal to more than just the base.
Totally.
That it applies to.
I'm totally not disagreeing with that. I mean that it seems like a weird. It was a weird sudden jump on this one, and it was a very forced, large scale. Let's get this, and I totally agree with it, But at the same time, why are we only jumping on this one? Let's look at this one and this one and this one and this one. And why are we not talking about it? Let's look at this.
Let's focus on the one issue.
Yeah.
I think it's a natural thing where one thing might catch people a little more than other things did and sort of opens some eyes. And then it snowballs. Exactly. There it is.
Hey.
You know what I say to that?
But I'm frightened.
Whatever your thoughts, when I sprinkle you with this magic powder, they will become 100 times greater. If you are frightened, you will become more frightened. If you are brave, you will become braver.
Before we get to the next section, we have a bottle of Beaver Duck APA here from Sleeping Giant, which was given to us for freebies. So, hey.
Very delightfully so. Thank you.
So, thank you, Sleeping Giant.
If you guys have not tried out Sleeping Giant Brewery locally in Thunder Bay, do it.
Yeah, what are you doing with your time?
Best beer in Thunder Bay. Hands down. I am a huge fan of the Skull Rock Stout.
So I'm pouring a glass right now, and once Kyle's ready, which is immediately,
I needed to finish my previous drink, which was an Elevator Ale, also from Sleeping Giant Brewery. And there, give me that sweet, sweet Beaver Duck.
Listen, you give us some free beer, we'll talk you up. That's the zero issues, a guarantee.
Hi-yo.
Yep. So moving forward, do we have any predictions?
Predictions of what?
In the new
of what
year.
What we actually think is going to happen?
What are we going to see in the new year?
I think there'll be confusion from Marvel.
Uh-huh.
More confusion from DC.
How many movies do you think will be announced?
Announced?
Yeah. 407.
Marvel's set.
To 2020 now.
Marvel's set.
Marvel says a lot of things.
Marvel says a lot of things.
Yeah. That's true. Who's going to play Arno Stark?
Me.
I can see it.
You heard it here first. Merc as Arno Stark. In Iron Man 2020, weirdly enough, releasing in 2030.
It's going to be a flashback.
It's all going to
be really grainy colors.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what things looked like in the 2020s.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
As long as I have the gear shoulders, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. It's gear shoulders, shoulder to shoulder, I guess.
Put that idiot in a clock.
Yeah. I tell time really good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think is going to happen next year? I mean, we know most of it because it's already been announced and spoiled in USA Today and so on.
Yeah.
In USA Today.
What am I thinking of?
There's going to be a convergence. There's going to be some sort of secret war.
Well, all the things.
It's really not that secret at this point.
Yeah.
We know most of the details about this war.
Yeah. Spider-Verse is a big thing happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And is pretty successful. So they're just going to do a verse for every character.
Speaking of Spider-Verse, and this
Squirrel Girl verse. Are we ready for that?
Slight tangent on Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I had mentioned over a month ago now, because we haven't really talked on anything long term, I was thinking Old Man Spider was going to be either Uncle Ben or the 1967 Spider-Man. Definitely not the 1967 Spider-Man.
I saw that.
Because he met Cartoon Ultimate Spider-Man and also Actual Ultimate Spider-Man. And it was really poorly done. It was a really bad issue. Didn't like it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, but, at least one of those Spider-Man was a good Spider-Man.
That's fair.
Given that to Miles.
Yeah.
One title I am really pumped about and looking forward to continue reading in the new year is the new Thor.
It's been good.
The female Thor.
It's been very good.
Yeah.
I just read, issue 3, I think they're up to? Maybe 4, 3? I'm really liking it. I like how they did this character. It's this weird little mystery of, who is she? She hasn't revealed. She's got the helmet. She's got, when she's thinking, and you're kind of catching the thoughts of what she's kind of, I don't know what I'm doing. Am I actually speaking like that? I'm speaking like Thor, but I'm not Thor. What? I can wield this hammer. I know exactly kind of what I'm doing. And oh my God. And then she speaks like in your traditional Caribbean
Doth.
Asgardian.
Like that quasi-Shakespearean.
Quasi-Shakespearean sort of thing. Like, and going up against Malekith and yeah, totally. I wasn't sure how they were gonna do it, if they were just gonna be like, oh, somebody's just not revealing their identity.
Yeah.
But it's cool, like they've got this duality of she knows, but she's not willfully revealing it, but kind of hinting at things, and it's like a dual character.
It's the sort of thing that you could have seen with Donald Blake had they gone in that direction with the character.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Here's, I like that quite a bit.
Here's a question. Do you have any predictions for who she will end up being? Because in the first issue, she picked up the hammer on the moon.
Yeah.
So somebody had to get to the moon and not be dead.
Yeah. Lady astronaut. Look, we have lady astronauts now.
It's true. But I think she was just, you know, a bare hand picking up the hammer on the moon. So that it suggests that there's some semblance of...
Lady Watcher.
That's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
She seems like it's somebody that is not... I don't want to say well-rounded, but just like hasn't... It's not like it's Black Widow and has that pattern of Black Widow and just kind of, I know exactly what I'm doing and very like straight ahead kind of thought.
She's someone new to the whole game.
And yeah, totally, exactly.
Or at the very least, you know, has not, is in a certain state where you can have a little flexibility with who they are and not, you know, give it away.
So you're saying Squirrel Girl.
It's probably Squirrel Girl.
Okay.
Well, because there had been talk of, like, Valkyrie.
Squirrel Girl's big right now. She's everywhere.
True. She can handle two books.
Squirrel Girl.
I just did a drawing of her.
Yeah, true.
Yep. No, it's true.
Batman and Squirrel Girl.
Y'all. Check out the line it is drawn.
Yep. Hopefully we'll see in the new year if I'll be part of the line that is drawn. On.
Vote Merc. Can you vote for that?
Yeah, there's a... I don't...
Call to arms.
They just put it
Call
up.
To arms, listeners.
I haven't seen it yet, but... You can vote for Merc. They're bringing in 5 new artists. 2 of them will be voted in, and 3 will be chosen by the staff.
So let's get you 2 jobs.
Woo!
There you go.
Double the money, double your fun.
Yeah.
Is there money?
Is there fun?
I haven't heard about either.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be fun.
I don't think there's any money.
But you're having fun.
An artist not making money?
What?
It's bizarre.
You're doing it for exposure. Well, why don't I just go out in winter?
You know, people die of that.
Yep.
we both went to the same place. Mm-hmm. I like it. Good work.
Yep.
But
yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't actually thought about that, about she had to have actually been on the moon already.
Yeah. She picked it up off the moon.
Off the moon. So she has to be in that group that was there.
Perhaps.
And it was a big group.
Could be But the weird part is, though, her internal... thoughts do not seem very Asgardian.
She's not Asgardian. She's from the Earth. Yeah. Because you totally get that feel from
think
it.
She's an Inhuman? Because they're
kind of... Everybody's Inhuman. Kinda...
Synergy!
Yeah.
That's...
She is certainly not an X-Man.
The predictions are just Synergy.
Well, okay, I've got a question.
Yeah.
Going forward, the solo books are big, exciting, fun. Who do you think is the next person to have one of those?
Doctor Strange.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah, that's fair.
The movie's coming out.
They're already teasing, like, they had that image of Cumberbatch with,
you know,
like,
what,
the cosmic thing.
That was a fan one.
Sure, but the director was posted that, or
he posted
or
it, but it was a fan done one.
Oh, okay,
so
sure.
But they're still
building hype, man.
Yeah,
they want to make that big.
And I was actually thinking about this today, because I was putting away my comics, and I was like, oh... I have a lot of Doctor Strange. Oh, I'm going to have to make more room because obviously they're going to start up another series.
Yeah. There's a ton of potential there.
Yeah. There's so much potential. And I hope they actually do it right because I'm always largely disappointed. They always falter and they approach him like he's a superhero character and he's not a superhero character. And you can't do it the same way.
And that's
he's
what
not
I think
Captain
would be cool
America.
About the next book.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, they've caught on to that now.
Yeah,
hopefully.
They're giving characters their own flavor. Like, look at Hawkeye, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I'm super interested in how they're going to approach it and what they're going to do. Yeah, we'll see who else.
Go full Ditko. Except, you know, not...
Go
not,
full Ditko, except for, like, philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
change his name to Galt.
Galt Strange.
Strangey Galt.
Yeah. I'm optimistically hoping that DC is going to try to, you know, maybe go back on the Grimdark a bit, as they have a bit.
You know what? It's been so long with New 52. Like, forget it. Let's just have it. Who cares? Whatever. Like, it doesn't matter at this point, because they've built it so much continuity.
Yeah.
That...
Well, isn't it? They're doing the convergence thing. Mm-hmm. It's gonna. I see them amalgamating all of them, and combining.
That's not gonna be a mess for anybody.
No.
Well, to be fair, the New 52 was a mess.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you can replace that with a different mess that makes people happier, go ahead.
For like a month or two.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever. They can't. You know, for the most part, they can't do work
until you have crisis on 14 Earths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only 14 though, right?
Only 14.
Oh, that's way.
The rest of them are fine.
It's not even infinite.
But you were gonna have a separate series for the rest of them.
As long as Barry Allen still dies, I'm happy.
Oh, he hates the Barry.
Yeah. So. How about Wolverine stays dead the entire year? What are the odds on that?
Next movie is until 2017, I think.
Oh, okay. Really? So, what's your prediction? When do you think he's gonna come back?
2017.
He's not gonna last that long.
No, there's no way.
I don't think they'll last the year.
No, you'll Wolverine returns somehow after the big event in the summer.
Oh, I say, yeah. You're going to see him in the afterlife or something like that.
Sure.
He's not going to make a full comeback for a while.
I say August, September.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we might have to go back.
Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah.
I think some of us, maybe a little sooner than others, I think some of us got a little bold with our predictions and went all the way to 2017. Some of us are idiots.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit that so it makes me sound like I was right.
Absolutely. Please do.
I'd like to see them announce a Saga animated series. Or maybe just some better merch. Because there's some... I want some toys.
They could do a lot on that. I want to see more marketing from like a lot of the indie stuff. Yeah. It seems like some of them have stuff, but it's very limited.
How about Walking Dead?
I almost don't want that. I kind of would just enjoy the standalone.
But
you like comics being comics?
The comics, here's the story.
Marketing.
Not that I wouldn't love.
You picked the wrong industry, fella.
I know. I wouldn't. Not that I wouldn't love a Lion Cat t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And one that's really good. I've seen a couple.
There's bad ones.
There's really bad ones.
If you'd like a bad one.
Yeah. That when I went to the Calgary Con last year, I looked around for one. And I was like, Lion Cat ones? Here's one. Ooh, that's horribly bad. Yeah. I'm like, Fiona Staples is over there. If you show that to her, I'm sure she'll cry. So don't show it to her.
So you bought it and
showed
it.
Can you sign my crappy shirt? Please.
You don't get any money from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is licensed through Boffo Entertainment.
Yeah.
Boffo.
Can you sign this terrible scan of your art?
Oh, like a watermark.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
So who are we? I'm Bri Kotick. If you want to look me up on those internets, you can go ahead to welcometohereafter.com or look up my name, which is BryKotyk. Pretty much Alta Vista it. I think that's what you should do.
Yeah. Web crawler?
Web crawler, for sure.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Can you still ask Jeeves?
You can ask. He won't answer. He's been dead for years. The body reeks.
All he said is just...
Yep.
That's the only answer you get.
That's it.
Search.
Just internet ghosts escaping.
Yeah. Yep. And he throws up. I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. You can find me at Merc on Facebook, nowadays on Facebook, or Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
You're listening to that.
This one.
Hey, how'd you find it?
On the Facebook. Yeah.
Man, you're a mind reader.
Yeah. And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check out my stuff mostly at skiNinjas.com. There's links to everything else there that I do, but most important is, you know, you're going to love that page and you're going to see comics and you're gonna be like, oh, it's a funny comic. I like funny comics.
You're going to love them. You will.
And you have a new page on Facebook.
I do have a new Facebook page. It's for everything that isn't Ski Ninjas. It's called It's Art. Duh. The duh isn't in there, but it's where I throw up all my commission stuff, all of the art stuff that I do for fun, links to my poetry blog, and etc.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So check that out. All right.
We're looking to the future a bit, so what are we looking to the future of this podcast? Because we just got to the end of an interesting month.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think we're going to do some changes.
Scarlet Witch-like proclamation.
Whoa.
I've been waiting a month for this.
Do it.
No more long episodes! Well, by long, I mean like...
As we finish a long episode.
Yeah.
But by that, I mean like an hour and a half.
We tried to do an hour all the time, but then, you know, we just get going. And
yeah. We're very excitable.
Yeah.
I feel like having an actual timer has has made us understand, hey, maybe we should shut up and move on at this point. A little bit.
So, I think we're going to play with the time links and some format changes and some ideas for the future. Yeah. And
we might have some recurring stuff. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
You're going to have a better time. We're going to have a better time.
Again, if you have any thoughts or anything like that, feel free to hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. Send us a message. You can email us at zeroissuespodcast@gmail.com for pretty much anything. Feel free.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. It means a lot. And,
thank you for this year. This has been an awesome year. We just kind of finished, not our full year, but the full calendar year for the... This has been a bizarre experiment. It's
fun. We've had fun. I think we sort of honed ourselves a bit. And we're going to hit 2015. We're going to hit it.
hit it!
Always have to be agreeing, giving each other sensual backgrounds. It's fun.
Sensual backgrounds.
That would be very peaceful.
Oh, that's a sensual background.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Still recording.